All right, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 21 of the Immoral Gamers podcast. I'm joined here with a co-host, Cloud Ice TV. Go ahead and give your introduction.
Yo, it's me, Cloud Ice TV. Yo, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, guys. Yeah, it's been at least 3 days. And today we got a lot to talk about in terms of video game allegations. Do you want to give them the rundown?
Oh, are we talking about the Dream thing?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay. Well, Dream, you know, famous Minecraft, you know, YouTuber. He recently got into it with this little small time voice actor. He did a little show. It's called The Amazing World of Gumball, Dora the Explorer. I don't know who the fuck he was.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah,
Turtles Galleon on. Both of them were beefing because the voice actor for I'm going to say Gumball because it's easier. Gumball saw a tweet by a Dream parody account, and I guess he took it as at face value as truth, but obviously it being a parody account, just doing random ass schizo postings, making Dream look goofy. Dream eventually blocked him. He's like, bro, what the fuck? Why are you gonna write things with this bozo? Bye bye. And then him being a little mix salty that he got blocked. He then took to Twitter. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna take this shit from a motherfucker, pedo.
Yep.
This guy needs to recognize that he's nasty,
guilty,
guilty, and locked up. And he's like. And then Dream, I guess, responded with this, with these wild videos. He released a video of Gumball's voice, Gumball, drunk in an Uber. For those you don't know, I think, if I'm right, he turned 20 that day, or he was 19 and then turned 20 around that time. I guess this guy's just popping off on the Uber driver for whatever reason, calling him. He's essentially giving him a fucking Debate Andy's version of the Lothar God speech. You should kill yourself now. He's like, you serve no purpose. You're a speck of dust in a desert. I am gold on a statue that will stand the test of time. On some real fucking like monologue, fucking what's his name? From the
super
from
villain the, arc,
yeah, he's really on that Joker arc, and apparently I don't know, like, Dream also dropped a picture of him. Yeah, he had some cuts in his, I guess, eyebrow and I think on his cheek from apparently being slapboxed by Gumball in front of the hoes, mind you.
Not in front of the hoes.
It was in front of the hoes, unfortunately. And what's the? And then I think they had caught him in that same video using, they said anti-Semitism, but I wasn't paying attention enough to hear it. I think all I heard was Gumball asked, "Are you Jewish?" To was it Dream or somebody else? I think someone else that was in the car, and using homophobic slurs against. I don't know if it was Dream. I'm pretty sure it was Dream.
It was Dream.
Yeah. And then that's where you hear that infamous meme of, if you guys been around on TikTok, he's like, that's what the mask is. And that's why I called you.
I love that so much. Anyways, the reason we're talking about Dream is because he's allegedly held onto this video for months now, just in case if he ever needed to burn Nicholas Cantu, the voice actor for Gumball Watterson. Mm-hmm. Andy, we're here to talk about how do you feel about that? Do you think he was literally just hanging on to it to burn him? Or
I mean, it does feel weird that he would hold on to anything like that. I guess if you're like skeptical of a person, you maybe, but that's like yeah, you have to be like paranoid to like just be like recording this out of nowhere. They're like, I might need this for later. You don't know what he's gonna turn on me. This is good. I don't. It just. It does feel kind of weird that he just kind of held it.
Yeah, he held on to that shit. The whole slap boxing, everything is like, damn. And then Dream has been getting a lot of hate by everyone lately, so it feels, it just really just feels like he was hanging on to that shit just to clap back.
The slap boxing thing, I see him not bringing him up because that could be like a thing between friends. Like, he was drunk and like, you know, like, I'm pretty sure like the boys could like act up like sometimes, and like you might like, I don't know, fucking, they might be on some dumb shit. And I guess if they settle it between them, I guess that's why under the bridge. I don't really see why he would need to bring it back up. I guess it's more of the video holding. It's like, yeah. I guess, was he waiting for like, what if one day he's in a turn against me, or like one day like he's on Twitter and he's like, all right, now I'm gonna drop it.
Yeah, bro was hanging on to that shit like some kind of Batman contingency plan of like how to bring down my friends. Like, if my friend turns against me, I'm gonna just drop this mean ass video of him saying homophobic slurs, being racist, you know, like El Bozo caught you slipping. Plus, he slap boxed me in front of the hoes. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, diss you. Like, it feels like such a pussy move by Dream to just do that shit. Just like, and by the way, he called me the M slur. Like, bro, what the fuck? You should have dropped that shit immediately instead of hanging on to that ammo.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess I could see it tied into the water under the bridge. Like, maybe it was like some goofy ass thing, and maybe like they talked it out. He's not doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Chief. I don't know the guy. I don't know him, little bro. I guess, what do you think about everyone just taking like Gumball's side? Even though he's been like clearly so, like schizo post. That's good. I don't want to like add the schizo posting in there. My bad.
It was kind of schizo posting. I think
he's been off the perk.
All right, look, as someone who's been blackout drunk multiple times, he was on that. He was heavy on that juice, on that I'm going dicko mode. So like, I could see how that is. And yeah, if you record someone who's like that, it's gonna be the cringiest, most absolute insane, unhinged shit you will ever see. And I've had those moments. I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna lie. I'll admit it. That's why, like, I understand why he was so off the perk. And I forgot where I was going with this, but it's just let's just say that I do understand what Nick was most likely going through in that moment. And that's like, I saw people be like, oh, he's a shitty person, he truly feels this way. It's like, bros, you if you've ever been blackout drunk, or if you've ever been at that stage, you'll know exactly what Nick was feeling. And for those of you who haven't, who are responsible drinkers, it's just gonna look like someone who's a complete fucking asshole, you know?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I don't think I can't really say if I've been blackout drunk. I mean, like, I guess if I was, I wouldn't really remember. But I don't think I've ever, I'm ever, like, doing some, like, monologues or, like, kind of, like, you know, it's like,
no, I'm always monologuing.
Going Xbox lobby on somebody. But
I go low tier god.
I go low tier god. True. But I could see, like, maybe, like, I guess maybe it was there. They had some, like, kind of, like, private language thing mm-hmm. beforehand, where I guess in their friend group, it's like, language like that is, like all just jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Like if that's how you like joke with your friends in private, then I understand it. And it's kind of, if that's true, that's kind of messed up. That's the that he recorded that just to like drop it on him for like a rainy day. But if it's like, I guess like according to Dream, they just met that either that day or around that time. Like, I don't really see that being the case.
Exactly, which is what makes it even weirder that he hanged on to it for so long. You know, it's like, either you guys are friends or you're not. And if you're friends, you're not really gonna hang on to that kind of stuff except to make fun of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
He literally just dropped it like it was blackmail. Like I said, a contingency plan. He was like, "Fuck you," you know, like, "I'm gonna expose you for a shitty person that you are."
Yeah.
But only when it's convenient for me, you know.
I don't know. I mean that's how it kind of seems like online. Mm-hmm. Like someone like it's always like some streamer or some YouTuber like someone always drops like some information that they've been holding for a minute.
Only when it's very like, convenient, not when yeah. it happens. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always like always. It's usually when like that person's getting shat on, and yeah, like exactly. yo, let me get some of them points too. Like, actually, what a goal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, do you think that Nicholas deserves to be supported the way that he is?
I
don't think he deserves to be completely and entirely shit on. Like, I think the Oompaville video was not very fair to Nicholas.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much like charitability I could kind of like go towards that way. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I get it. He's drunk. Like, you might be like a little goofy, a little silly. While you're drunk, but I've never been to that point, so I can't really relate to that. I've never gone full tear god mode while I'm drunk, but that's just me personally. I mean, maybe other people are different. It's like I don't know. It's like some people do say like when you're drunk, it's like a more bold showing of your inner self.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really say, like, I don't know, like, I haven't really, like, asked someone while they're drunk, like, so do you really think that this is how you feel on the inside?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
Also, people are forgetting that he's young. He's not, like, he's not even legally old enough to drink, which is another layer on top of it. Where it's like, people are saying, oh, he's a piece of shit. Well, yeah, he's, obviously, that's a very shitty thing of him to say and do. And makes him look like a complete asshole because he's mm-hmm. Gumball Watterson. But also, he's still a kid. He can look back on this and be like, oh my god, I was so quinge. I'm so quinge. Like, that was the quingiest thing. And that was seeing, you know, hee.
Yeah, and I mean, like, not to be that fella, but, like, I mean, doesn't... Usually, like, when you're young, like, I feel like it's either you go, like, two routes... Either you like do all this like you do, you know, you do like drugs or you drink like mm-hmm. even at an early age without anyone knowing. I mean, like a lot of people found a way to like get fucking booze and stuff like during high school. I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. you know some of the people who like drink yeah. during the weekend or yeah. So I mean, like the drinking part is not really like a concern because like I mean like that's not really a problem to me. I mean, like, yeah. It's obviously a badge, breaking the law badge, mm-hmm. but where's I going with this? Oh, fuck, I was
yeah, where are we going? Oh no, here, let me run it back for you. So I'm not saying that the drinking part is the bad part. I'm saying that, like, you know, he's young and he was underage drinking off the perk. I don't know if you've ever heard of some of the people who like. When they're young and they drink too much, they go off the perk 30. It seems like that hasn't been your lived experience, but I've heard a couple of people, even my girlfriend, where she was underage drinking, she was off the perk 30 running from the cops. Like, you know, like it's just an experience you have or you haven't had, and it seems like you haven't had that experience. And even Oompaville in his video, like, it seems like he hasn't had that experience too, so he doesn't really... Yeah. He can't relate to him. It's just like, oh, that's a very shitty thing. He's a shitty person. But it's more complicated than that, you know? It's not just like, I wouldn't say it's black and white. And but I would say this. I don't fully understand the support that he's getting. But I do get it in the sense that everyone just fucking hates Dream, myself included. It's like, when I heard it, I thought it was funny as fuck. But it's not funny because, you know, I feel bad for Nick. Or Dream. It's just funny because I don't like Dream.
I mean, Nick. I mean, like as cringe as he's being now. I mean, he's that way. He's 20. I mean, he still has time to.
Like I said, he's a kid.
Yeah, he obviously still has time to see the error of his ways. Mm-hmm. But
and Dream does too. To be honest with you, with all the controversy that he's getting himself into, he still has time to turn it all around and be like, hey, you know what? I'm kind of quinge, and then just turning around.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it is Dream. People are going to shit on Dream because people don't like Dream.
Mm-hmm. Myself included.
Yeah. Usually people don't, I feel like people don't really care on who's shitting on the person they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Because for example, did you know about Logan Paul versus Dylan Dennis?
I think I heard about that. That's the wrestler guy who kept calling his like girlfriend or wife mean names or something, right?
So I think I don't know specifically, but for sure Dan Dallas is like he's like a combat sports guy. Mm-hmm. So he and Logan Paul are set to fight. I guess, and for the promotion of the fight, he for some reason like decides to trash Logan Paul's wife and says like, "Look at this, like look at this clip saying that she hopes that she gets a train ride on her, or look at how many pictures of her hugging with guys." That's pretty much what it is. Is like, I guess like him just like, "Oh, like this is you, like this is your girl, like she's
damn."
She's being passed around, and she's been, like, I guess, asking to be passed around. His wife didn't appreciate it, and filed a suit for defamation. But the point is, really, Dylan Dennis himself isn't really, like, that much of a fucking, big moral... He's not morally higher than Logan Paul. I say they're literally, like, the same, because he's also, like, a scammer guy. Motherfucker, I guess he posts like any fucking crypto coin.
Yeah.
Like no questions asked. He's just like, all right, bet. He'll just post something. I forgot all the claims against them, but I think they're pretty much one to one. But obviously, since they didn't like Logan Paul that much, obviously they're more wanting to shit on Logan Paul than Dennis.
I
guess that's the same thing with like Dream. Like, yeah, Gumball did a shitty thing, but people hate Dream more, so they're gonna they want to like just like, get those slam dunks on Dream, those NBA slams.
Yeah, me too. Makes it so easy too. It's just like slam dunk his ass.
Yeah.
Like Dream get caught growling in the DMs of a minor. Slam dunk him. Demons murder him.
Demons murder him. Wait. Damn, they really leaked this fucking sex thing. Is that sex? I think I only saw the vids. I don't know anything like or how old the girl was.
Yeah.
Do you know how old the girl was?
No, but actually, that's a good idea. I'm not even going to speculate on how old she was. I'm just going to say it's pretty weird to be growling in your fans' DMs, you know?
I mean, growling is pretty goofy. I guess when you're deep in the sex and you'll do some pretty goofy shit.
When you're down horrendous, you'll just start doing anything.
Hey, when you're down bad in the moment, I guess
you're... Yeah.
You're doing anything, but like, I guess I don't know. It would be cool to not nah, be cool. I guess, yeah, we need to see how old that girl is, and I guess the exchanges between them. So hopefully, like, Dream, yeah. He's like, here's all the logs, which would be very helpful.
Yes, sir. That would be very helpful. You're right. True. Also. In the news, have you heard about Pokimane and her cookies?
The minus? Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the situation?
I heard this take. I kind of agree with it. It is goofy that fucking cookies are like $28 for the little package, the three rolls of cookies?
Yeah.
I guess like if you're thinking of it as like a premium, because yeah, of course you could go buy a cheaper product from like the store, or you got like the less expensive brand, but you want the brand that you want what your guy's promoting. You want your
right.
Huh?
You're right. You want what your wife is promoting.
You want your
online wife.
A queen. No, but
I've heard that's pretty average for the gluten-free cookies too. Allegedly, supposedly.
What, that taste okay?
No, that the amount, the price, that's pretty average for the type of cookies that she's selling.
I think what, let me see, hang on.
That's what I've heard. But,
yeah. I think what a lot of people have a problem with more, honestly, is her calling everybody broke.
Yeah, that's more like, what I was talking about, not the actual cookies. Is like that, if you're a broke boy, just say that, you know, after especially coming from Little Miss, judging the girl who's like, you only donated $5, what are you, broke?
It's yeah, like, that's the main criticism I've heard too, because it's like, bro, it's like you're not like,
yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, you're just gonna shit on someone and just do the same shit in return.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, not the actual cookie prices. I was more talking about her response to people being like, oh, it's too much. And her saying like, if you're a broke boy, just say that. If you can't afford it, just say that. If you can't do this, just say that. Like, what do you more think about that? Do you think it's hypocritical? Did you think like it was actually, she's just joking, she's just goofy, she's being silly like she claims? What do you think?
I mean, it could have been the case that she was joking. I kind of wanted to see the before she said that, to see like I kind of want to know who she was talking to, like maybe a mod or something. Like she was like, if you're broke, just say so. And she, I guess she directed it towards the mod.
Yeah, I don't think,
and
that's so.
Someone they know. I guess I could take that as a joke, but it's looking towards like she just like said it generally.
Yeah, it but did yeah, sound very.
Yeah, but. If she said it generally, then yeah, it's pretty hypocritical because, you know, she's gonna like criticize people like Bad Bunny, and Bad Bunny's the girl who was like, you can't afford $5.
Oh, I didn't know what her name was.
Yeah,
That's more what I was thinking. Is like, yeah, how's she gonna hit us with that? If you're a broke boy, just say so. But then, like 2 years ago, she was criticizing that one girl like. You shouldn't be saying that to your followers. That's bad. That's terrible. That's awful. You shouldn't give me your. And then she's gonna hit us with this bullshit.
It's like, I haven't seen her say this yet, or I haven't seen her like statement on. I could probably just pull it up real quick. But do you, I'm just gonna assume right now. Do you feel like if she were to like say something about sexism, do you think that's like a fair like?
I think she already did say that. I think she 100% already did say that, and she's like, oh my god, it was a joke, I don't know, sexism. Yeah, I think she did say that, and no, I think she's just looking for an excuse. She's just reaching for one. I mean, sure, she could claim it, but it's a reach, you know? Like, it's a stretch. Like, what would sexism have to do here? What exactly? Is she thinking about sexism that people aren't buying her cookies, or sexism that they're judging her hard on the cookies?
Sexism that that she might be getting that some of the criticism might be unwarranted because she's a woman. So people might be finding this like as a way just to shit on Pokemon.
Nah, I don't believe
that. For her being a woman instead of like her putting a goofy ass product out there.
Nah, I think the criticisms so far have all been valid, both about the cookie and then about her response. I don't think there's any way you could genuinely make this argument that it's sexism. Like, sure, there's probably people who are being sexist about it, but most of them, I think, is just valid criticism. You know, like you're gonna tell me that if I say it's absolute bullshit about her response, calling her viewers broke. Some white knight's really gonna come out here and fight me and be like, you're just being sexist. It's just cause she's a woman. If she was a guy, you wouldn't have that response. It's like, that has nothing to do with her, you know, being a woman.
Even if that were the argument, I mean, like male streamers do get shit on. I mean, like fucking XQC gets fucking blasted quite regularly. Doesn't Mr. Beast get fucking blasted too?
Yeah, Mr. Beach.
True.
Remember? He got that whole fucking backlash about that girl. He's like, hey, let me talk to you. She's like, only if you call me, hey, let me talk to you. Only if you send it in writing. Yeah.
Right. We get the screenshots. Wow, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, but, I need the receipts in my DMs. Yeah, that's why.
I'm about to post this on Twitter, but I'm looking at the statement right now. Apparently, she says she was talking to one person. It didn't say, like, if she knew them or not. But, I mean, if you're... Nah, that's kind of a cringe statement. I was about to say, do you think if somebody, like... If she said it to, like, a general chatter that's, like, not a mod, not a VIP...
I don't think it matters who she... I really don't think it matters who she said it to. No matter what, everyone knew that she wasn't just talking about them. She's actually talking about her fans, too. You know?
I was about to say, like do you think that, like, extends itself to the audience?
Yeah.
Even though it's one person?
I think it completely and entirely extended itself to the audience. That's why everyone's upset. Because if they didn't feel like they get extended to the audience... And there'd be no backlash. If she was just saying that to one guy, then I don't think it'd be an issue. But even if she was saying it to one guy, I feel like the shoe fit for everyone so generally that they're like, fuck this bitch, man. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, because like, it just felt that like people, it felt like even though like, she was saying it to one guy,
mm-hmm.
like it also feel like the people who also feel like the same sentiment like that, the cookies are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like that people who criticize the cookies being expensive are not being called broke for not wanting to spend $28 on a small bag of cookies.
Yeah, and even then, it's like you have people like XQC coming out swinging in defense of those people being like, "You can't make fun of the people who built your career. That's fucked up." You know, like that's how you know that it was just too general. Like, I don't know if she was directing it at one person or not, but everyone was catching strays, you know?
I don't know. I don't want to be a parasocial Andy here, but I kind of feel like the same thing. Like, she made this kind of statement, like, when she kind of said that people who stream on Kick are just immoral.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, I wasn't talking about everybody. I was just talking about the people who gamble.
Yeah.
But the way how it comes off initially, like how she initially just said it, it sounded like she was talking about the whole like platform yeah. and people who stream on the platform.
Yes.
They're morally bankrupt.
But I have heard of that. I don't know whose take that was, but it's morally bankrupt because, you know, I think it was actually Pokimane. It's because Kick would like recommend gambling to people who go there for just video games. It'll just have gambling on the tab always. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, her claim was that that when you go to Kick that you just see like a bunch of gamba stuff on there, but
mm-hmm.
but Kick even has like the option where if you don't want to see gamba, you just turn off gamba.
That's why I thought that she said that. It was like, if you stream on Kick, you're morally bankrupt. Honestly, she's just a yap machine. Mm-hmm. 24-hour yap session. I don't believe she actually believes her morals. I think she just says them because they're convenient.
It kind of feels like, I mean, it's not just her. I mean, there's a lot of people who like kind of just choose the flavor of the week. Like, all right, mm-hmm. this week gamba's bad, and this week, if you tie your shoes left foot first, then you're fucking racist.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then the proof is literally her honest reaction of like, if you're broke, just say so. Like, yeah, I feel like Pokey from 2 years ago would have never said that shit jokingly, you know? Jokingly.
I don't even know about that, because I don't even really know shit about Pokey like that. I've never watched like, a stream or any of the videos. I've only seen some clips, you know, some of the infamous clips.
Mm-hmm.
First name in the Gamer Award, what, back in 2013, maybe earlier?
Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't really, like, heard much.
Right, that's fair.
But, speaking about XQC earlier, did you see that he, that they, I guess he was being criticized for reacting to, like, Israel-Palestine video, and he had, like, a fucking, he did, like, the whole, like, react thumbnail. He was like, oh my god, dude! Oh, dude, it fucking blew up. Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, he actually say that, but that's pretty much what the video, like, you know, XQC fucking shit, you know?
No, I didn't. No one even talked about XQC Lil Guy. I talked about Moist Critical. But what happened? He reacted to Israel Palestine.
Oh yeah, he did. He posted a vid. I think a month ago. Mm-hmm. He's like, he posted a vid saying, well, not saying, the video was called "Learning About Israel Palestine," so you don't have to. And obviously, you know, like it's a XQC fucking video. I don't think XQC is gonna like add much to it.
Yeah.
But do you think? I heard a lot of criticism that he's like. He doesn't have the right to react to that kind of content. And do you think people like hardcore like policing reacting that kind of way is like should be allowed? Like, oh, you do like you play video games, so you can't react to X video.
I think it depends on the video. I think it's fair to say that someone like XQC probably isn't gonna add a lot to the fucking videos of Israel Palestine. Mm-hmm. Or more like Aiden Ross. They're just too fucking stupid to know what's going on. They're like, bro, I don't get this. Like, what's a dictator? You know, like, it's too.
Who dictates dick? Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to bring anything intelligent to the table that needs to be discussed. They're not going to have any hot takes. They're just basically gonna be like, why are we fighting, we shouldn't be fighting, which is like a cold take, you know, like the coldest take ever. And sure, maybe they'll get a couple more eyes on the situation, but it's not really like his viewer base isn't there for that shit, you know? Like, I'm surprised he'd even put that shit on stream if he did it on stream.
And to be fair, I was like, XQC like is gonna radicalize his audience in like any sort of way. I don't think after watching one video, XQC is gonna go die down like a whole fucking Gaza Strip like knowledge arc or something.
Well, he should.
He should.
That'd be more interesting than his little TikTok react vids.
Bro, but he has the fire. Come on, dog. All the Fire Gamba videos.
Not the Fire Gamba videos.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but I brought up XQC because I had made the comparison earlier.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, no one said anything about XQC, little guy. Where'd you get XQC from?
The voices in my head.
In your head.
But is it fuck?
I'm trying to think about what else happened lately in the world. Also, in the news, yeah. Monkey Man getting dunked on. Gumball saying is the most heinous shit. Grand Theft Auto 6. How do you feel about a dumpster rumor that Grand Theft Auto 6 is gonna be $120 on release?
I like hard doubt someone's gonna pay $120. They're gonna make that shit $120. That shit has to be. There's no shot. There's a game like. They're gonna like explain their way out of that. Like, I think even for like a fucking fire ass game, no one's gonna spend $120 for Grand Theft Auto like 6.
No, you don't think so?
Nah, I don't think that. There has to be a way to like show the audience that price tag is justified somehow.
Yeah. I think they could justify it. They said allegedly because, you know, allegedly because they're going to have the game running for years. You know how Grand Theft Auto 5 was running for like 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the rationalization.
Okay, just I don't know. I mean, either way, personally, I ain't playing that shit. I don't know. I just don't like Grand Theft Auto. Like, you play one. You just play them all. I don't see anything like, unique to Grand Theft Auto, except for I guess 5, where they added online where you just like role play and shit. But I guess that's any like other MMO, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I mean, like other people enjoy it. That's cool. But me personally,
Just not your thing?
Yeah, so it's not my thing.
That's fair. So let's go back to Dream. How'd you feel about was Ethan Klein seriously shitting on Dream for that whole like trademark thing about the song? The Nightmares? Do you know if that thing was true?
That kind of feels like a bit.
It felt like a bit, but Dream was accusing Ethan Klein of ripping off his song.
Was that on air?
Yeah, remember I sent you a video, it's an Ethan Klein podcast. That's why.
Oh yeah, but like I thought you meant like the like Dream like took it further and he started posting about Ethan Klein. He's like, I'm seriously gonna sue him.
Oh, I don't know if he actually did it, but that was for sure on the Ethan Klein podcast, whatever that's called.
I did see that segment. It was pretty funny. Loki kind of fired. I got one of those for because it wasn't that long ago, right? Damn, motherfuckers been posting about this shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Pregatito.
When you're not there. Yeah, there you go. I can't breathe when you're not there. Oh,
I'm pissed. While I'm looking for it, have you seen the clip of Dream just crying on stage?
Oh yeah, where he buries his head. No, no.
It's okay. Stop crying, no.
Yeah, I do not like Dream, man. I do not.
I don't really care about Dream. I mean, obviously, if he did groom those minors, then obviously that would sway me a certain way. Like, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I mean, not nuh-uh, but like...
Homie said the nuh-uh. Okay. Nice. Well,
I can't find it.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about on the podcast, or should we just cut this one short?
Fuck, I did have something. I guess another... Internet people news. How close do you follow Keemstar?
I don't follow him at all.
Alrighty, because recently he got into it with another YouTube creator of some a little I guess older one. Do you know Boogie 2988? Famously just had a doc just dropped on him.
Yep.
Yeah, so apparently, not apparently, he's on a podcast. I don't know if you know about it, the Local.
I just saw it.
Yeah, it's like him, Wings, and this other guy, Tommy C.
Mm-hmm.
Him and some other gamers, Mudahar, got into like some kind of beef or whatever. I think he was talking to Mudahar's wife in DMs. He's like, hey, can you tell Muda to reply to me, please? I need to know that I'm trying to talk shit to him. He didn't say that, but that's essentially what his goal of talking to her was, is like to get him to reply.
Reply, yeah.
Yeah, and then they started having a little back and forth, and apparently they were set to address it on the Local Live podcast, so that way they can, so Boogie could get money, according to Keemstar. Mm-hmm. But however, Boogie goes live on some other dude's channel.
Mm-hmm.
He goes live on Review Tech USA's channel, and him and Mudahar are just talking. Is like, Mudahar comes on because Boogie's saying stuff about the situation, and he brings on Mudahar.
Yeah,
because he's like, I'm here to clear up all the lies. You're lying, and it's this big ass thing. And I think like the same hour or like the day after,
mm-hmm.
Keemstar fucking starts melting down. He's like, "No, please!" No, I mean, not please. So he's like, "You fucking went on Review Tech USA and spilled all the fucking drama. You fucking fat piece of shit. You fucking gelatinous blob." He starts going out. You're like fucking like Lothar God kind of thing. He's going ham on Boogie, and he's like, it's fucking over. That's because like Keemstar, he's mainly the guy running the whole podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's fucking over. You're like, the podcast is over. You're done. We're done. You're a fucking moron. I'm not gonna do this shit anymore unless you sent me a video of you on your hands and knees and get that fucking that fucking 20, barely 20-year-old girlfriend to record you and say, Keemstar, you were right. I'm a fucking moron. He's like, I'm sorry to everybody. I'm sorry, Weems. I'm sorry, Tommy. He's yelling the whole time. This motherfucker is speaking in caps. He's literally yelling at the mic. And, like, I think, I don't want to fuck up the timeline, but shortly after Boogie, like, he does that video. He's on his hands and knees. He's like, I'm sorry, Daddy Keemstar.
No, I'm sorry. Fuck it, wait.
Oh, that shit was a fucking fire clip. I was like, bro, why would you do that? No. You're in front of the hoes.
Not in front of the hoes.
Nah, but it was just like a big funny thing.
Have you seen the Boogie 2988 documentary?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Let's talk about that for the last piece.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I was about to say, what'd you think about that?
I tried watching it. I haven't finished it yet. I think I'm maybe like 20 minutes into the 50-minute documentary. And, he's genuinely one of the fucking most pathetic people I've seen in like a long time. Homie has every excuse in the book. It's genuinely just disheartening and sad. How
it's like it's not me. It's just like
delusional he is at 48. Yeah, just insanely delusional to be like, oh, you know, I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve this. Yeah, sure, everyone deserves something, but you're literally just bankrupting yourself, killing yourself. You're broke.
And for what? To take the escort to Disneyland?
Yeah, exactly.
GameStop gift card.
It's like, okay, sure, maybe do it like once. Hell, fuck it, do it twice. Fuck it, three times. Just don't make yourself broke doing it. Like, goddamn. He's like, I deserve this. I don't know. He's like, you spent all this money on women. You couldn't spend it, I don't know, bettering your life. Making sure you're not about to go bankrupt. It reminds me a lot of like the football players who play for years and then they come out ahead and then when they're done with their career, there's fucking nothing. They like their life's over because they didn't save a single dollop of money. And just watching all his expenses, the Taco Bell, the eating out, the everything. Go ahead.
It was especially infuriating because he's like, guys, I'm so unhealthy.
Yeah.
I die any minute because I'm so fat, but it's kind of just refuses Taco to Bell. Exercise. So he's buying all the Taco Bells too.
Yeah.
And he just refuses to exercise. They recently put out like a video, that Local Live podcast is saying, they released a unreleased episode because of some drama behind the scenes. They weren't able to get the episode, but now they had the episode, so they posted it. And it was right after Boogie's fight. So Boogie, he's saying, they're like, man, so they're like basically clowning on him. They were like, man, you didn't fucking train at all for this shit. Like, this motherfucker's practice was just getting up.
Yeah.
And, he was like, yeah, it was very hard. It was like, I'm very fat. I really exercise. And just like, damn, motherfucker threw every excuse at the book.
Yep. He does. And then I haven't finished the documentary, but I've already seen parts of it in like clips. And some of my favorite clips are like when he goes to get the job or goes to like you know, the little job place where you
go to the job interview.
There you go. Not the real job interview, but like the place where they're trying to set you up with job interviews.
Yeah,
and he's fucking like, yeah, and he's just throwing and selling. He's like, do you think it was smart to mention that you used to work in the sex industry? Like, be fucking for real. And he's like, yeah, I went in there with the intention of not getting the job. It's like, then why are you fucking doing this to yourself? Like, why are you wasting her time?
Yeah, he's actively trying just to like be worse. I've never seen it happen. A lot of people are like, honestly, I feel like soaring out on the shroom thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, he's promoting drug use? I'm like, oh my god, bro, be fucking for real. Come on. You're not gonna go out there and start doing shrooms because you saw Boogie do it.
Yeah, and then it's even funnier. I got to the part in the doc where he's like, his best friend's like, he needs to stop saying the N-word. And then it goes
It
to
like
go,
dust cuffs him. He's like, you know
yeah.
what? The
The
N-word,
N-word is
it's just a
that's not
cuss
that
word.
bad. It's not that bad, really. If you turn off the lights, turn off the cameras, and you leave, it holds no power. It has no magic. He's like, so then say
Yeah,
it.
he's
And
like,
then
I'm not
he's like,
gonna.
no, I'm not gonna. With the cameras rolling, it's like, you bitch boogie.
I kind of like understood where he was coming from because I guess he was coming at it with the primal language perspective,
Yeah.
but he kind of made it cringe. He's like, and he made it sound like he could just say it.
Yeah, whenever. And then he's like, they asked him, like, all right, so then say it. And he's like, nah, I can't do that, boss.
Like, I don't know about that, Chief.
Yeah.
That was not a very cash money thing.
It wasn't. There's more instances like that where he just starts throwing, like, the fucking. Oh my god, when he's talking to the fucking group of friends that he gets over from Magic. When he's like, I have to spend the money on magic. I have to. There's no way I can't go to the Magic Knights, boys. Like, trust me, 100%. Trust me, I have to spend this money on magic cards. Also, I need to buy my friends $150 worth of food every time we hang out. And then the friends are literally
Bro,
sitting there being like, we've literally told you so much. It's nice, but we don't need it. They're literally, the best friend is literally telling him, I've told you every time. We've told you multiple times throughout the years. They literally did it so that he can't find an excuse to blame them for like the food. It's like, bro, we've told you multiple times, we don't need the fucking food. You just keep buying it. Like, it was so pathetic because he's trying to weasel his way of being like, oh, woe is
holy
me.
fuck. Did you feel like he was buying way too much for that for how many people like either way? And, like you would think like two or three like Little Caesars pizzas could do the same thing. But god damn, bro said, you know what?
No, because everyone there was fat, and I'm not just saying like they were chubby, they were fucking overweight. So, and I'm not saying that to be fucked up, but yeah, bro, no, they were fat. So no, two little pizzas, no, that's not enough. You know,
I mean,
respectfully, as a person who's chubby myself, no, you're wrong. It wouldn't have been.
did you see that? Did you see that? Like during that same segment, he's like, I usually don't eat snacks or some shit like
No, I didn't see that, but I don't believe him.
that.
I just remember hearing that. That, and then when he's breaking down his like cost, the rent, the bills, he's like, oh, Zelda came out, had to buy that. Final
Diablo
Fantasy
4.
XV came out. Yeah, Diablo 4 came out, so I had to get that. Like, all the games that he had to get. And
Did
guys,
he
Delulu.
even stream those?
I'm pretty sure he did, or he made videos on him. He had to do something the way this guy talked about it, because that's Delulu. That's
Delulu.
Delulu. That's some Delulu stuff to be like, oh yeah, I had to get it.
Goddamn. It's almost over. That's okay. What the fuck? I
You
haven't
know.
really seen his videos, but I've heard like his shit's been fucking depressing.
Well, yeah, they didn't you see like they cut the clips of him just like begging for money, and then. Even more Delulu is when he's like, I have 4 million YouTube subscribers. I shouldn't have to be getting a job begging for money. I should be able to do it. Oh yeah, there you go. The interview with the recruiter, the extended scene is like, dog. On one hand, I do see where he's coming from, but he's fucking Delulu. Like, yes, someone who has 4 million views on YouTube, they could probably keep churning out videos to get money, but also at the same time, homie, you're fucking financially stupid as hell. Like, you waste so much money sugaring, you waste money buying your friends food, you waste money getting girls rubber ducks to sleep with you. Like, shut up, bitch, damn. You know? Like,
Did you see how I think after that segment where he was, where he's at the job interview, he's on the phone with the mic Clem guy, and he's like, you know, don't think I'm gonna be getting a job. You're like, I'm a YouTuber with 4 million subscribers.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh my bad. I'm looking at these videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if he's streaming those games. My phone original gangster.
No, that's literally what I'm talking about. He's like, you know what? I don't need to get a job. I have 4 million YouTube subscribers. Like, what sense does it make that I get a job? That's literally what I was talking about. That's how Delulu he is, and he keeps feeding himself into that Delulu while not having enough money, because one, he's not making as much money as he used to. He's not getting the views that he used to. Nobody fucking likes him anymore because everyone knows how pathetic he is. Like, is brazy, and he's trying so hard to stay relevant, but at the same time, everyone who stops by is just looking like, god damn.
I've heard a lot of criticism of that is like he's always trying to fence it. So he's not really trying to choose a side.
Yeah.
So that way, like, in case like if something blows back, like
he could just play like, oh no, that's not what I meant. It's like, goddamn, bro, just pick a fucking lane. You're fucking no one likes you. Like, I don't know, no one fucking likes him anymore.
And do you think that people would feel a different way if like maybe he would just like own it? It was like, yeah, I said that bitch was obese and what?
Yes. You know why? True. Because then he wouldn't be as pathetic. That's literally all it is. Is
also
like,
true.
It's like, because
I was watching, I think the latest episode of that Local Live podcast, and they bring up how he, I guess he's like defending his girlfriend.
Who's his girlfriend? Kinda.
So that girl, I think she comes up in that documentary. Like she's like, it's like a from what it looks like or. Yeah, from what I know, it's like a Keemstar thing. You know, he's like this X amount of age, and he's dating a young girl, teen. What?
Jesus, when she was 18? Fuck. Okay.
So, I think Keemstar or somebody, and I think it was either Keemstar or like this group chat. And no, it was Keemstar. Keemstar was saying that his girlfriend is like underage.
Keemstar's on the talk.
Yeah, or not underage. I think they met when she was underage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, you dumb bitch, you fuck. He's like, it's like I met when she was 18. He was like, and apparently he had like, I forgot what proof he had, but I guess he was able to show them proof. But I guess while they're like bringing it up to him, he was like, they're like, well, does that bother you that they're like, misrepresenting her like that, and like I guess dunking on her kind of.
Yeah,
he's like, this, yeah, I think I'm the. He's like, it's like it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's like, but they're lying.
True, Chad.
They're like, so it bothers you? No. I just hate that they're lying. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but this man is incredibly face-sitting, fence-sitting, terrible, pathetic. It's hard to respect. It's hard to watch, you know?
It really is just hard to watch. I don't mean, like, me personally, I don't really like seeing people who just, like, self-loathe like that.
It's not like, even self-loathing. It's like stabbing yourself in the hand and crying because your hand got stabbed. It's like, bro, like, do something better.
My hand got stabbed. There's nothing that I could have done about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the knife. Yeah, I put it in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my fault.
Yeah, I pushed it into my hand, but it's not my fault. Please. Please feel bad for me and give me money. Like, no. And then he's like, yeah, I'm fat. I'm gonna die soon, probably. Lol.
Yeah, that part where I guess he's listing off all his, like, medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a doctor from what I've heard people say, that apparently most of his medical situation could just be like, I don't know, just go away if you like, just lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you simply just started like working out, it's like, and he like cut the Taco Bell and started like eating a little more healthier, then he'd be like a lot better. But I don't know if he listed this in his name as like list of fucking boogie diseases, but from what he said in the last one of the last podcast episodes, he said that he had a cancer.
Yeah, but that was cancer. Years ago, wasn't it?
He brought it up recently in this, what you call it?
I thought the cancer thing was years ago.
No, he he brought that up recently.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was years ago where he's like, I'm getting divorced. Also, I have cancer or something like that.
I think supposedly he lied about that. Allegedly, but I'm not sure.
He lied about having cancer back then, or he lied about the divorce?
Back then. Well, I mean, he did get divorced, but I forgot. I heard somewhere that he lied about having cancer. I
or he stretched where, the truth where or the something?
Proof for that was, yeah.
I'm going to just say he probably stretched the truth, because last I heard, he did have cancer. That's why I was like, let's look it up. He has cancer again? That sucks. Anyways, we're almost hitting the hour mark, so let's just finish shit talking Boogie for a little bit more.
I was about to say if you want another topic, you want to like slide into Snap Real for a quick.
Into what?
Another topic.
What topic?
Snap Real.
Honestly, we should save Sniper Wolf for another episode, because that's its whole thing, from the like Jax Films to the house to the YouTube response to the Azzyland thing on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to hit the hour mark anyways.
Alright, sounds good. Alright, take us away!
Alright.
You said you want to finish talking about Boogie? Yeah,
finish.
Alright, closing thoughts on Boogie?
I don't think he's redeemable. I think he's gonna die sad, unhappy, and miserable. And I think it's all his choice, honestly.
Do you think? I don't know. I kind of want to say that he believes that anything that happens, even though if it's like his own, like if it's on doing, like he believes that it's not always his, he always believes like it's an outside force.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
I guess it. Fuck, hang on. I fucking threw myself off. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that he should just get shit together. There's still a lot of time for him to get shit together. Just start working out. I have to be that dude. Because a lot of the common, the fucking lukewarm advice on the internet nowadays is like, go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Do this, do that. I'm like, yeah, but literally just go to the gym. But just go to the gym, fucking lose some of that weight.
He doesn't even need to go to the gym. He just needs to eat less, and he'll see the weight roll off.
Or just walk, just walk a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like if that exercise really really helps from the fucking depresso mode.
Yeah.
So that would definitely probably put him in a better head space.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah,
dog should just do some.
He needs to stop. He's digging his own grave, both metaphorically and literally, and then he's blaming everything else but himself. It's crazy. It's crazy. Alright, well, thank you for stopping by for this episode of The Immoral Gamers. It's nice to be back. This has been Streetlamp TV and Bozo Eyes TV. Go ahead and say your goodbyes, Bozo Eyes.
Bye-bye! Make sure to follow Streetlamp on all platforms, YouTube, Twitch. Do you even still stream
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans, true. Farmers only. You can find me on Twitch and Kick. Cloud Eyes TV on Twitch. Kick Dog. Cloud Eyes on Kick. And yeah, that's about it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.